87.7 FM. This is Air Tattoo Live. I'm Chris Sturgis, and I'm chatting to somebody I've been wanting to interview for a long time, Arthur Williams, former Royal Marine, TV presenter on Channel 4. He's here with The Blades this weekend. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really excited. Thank you for letting me talk with you.
Lovely to see you. Now, just talk us through about your role here with The Blades, because we've just seen their performance in the air. That was pretty special.
Well, they're amazing pilots. You know, I don't just say it. I've had the privilege of being able to fly with The Blades myself on several occasions. And also, I think my sort of association with them goes back to about 2010, when we reopened Coventry Airport and I flew in formation alongside them. So the best ideas come in the early hours of the morning at bars, generally. And the team manager came up to me, having seen my latest series for Channel 4, and said, "Arthur, would you like to commentate for the team?" And I was like, "Oh, that would be amazing. That would be a real, real privilege." So, you know, I'm really happy to do so.
And The Blades are encouraging people to get up and get flying with them, aren't they?
Absolutely. Well, one of the unique selling points for The Blades is that they are a fully certified aerobatic airline. And what that means basically is that the aircraft, the pilots, the licenses, the engineering, the certification standards that we have to adhere to are exactly the same level of quality that you would expect when you fly on an airliner overseas on your holidays. So the aeroplanes are immaculate, and it means that we are at a level of safety that is much, much higher than if you would fly with a private pilot or a certificate of airworthiness private aeroplane. So that's why we can offer commercial flights for people to fly in the aeroplane. And they fly from the front seat. You can fly any of the routines that you've seen here at Riyadh.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. You can do air combat. You can take control. And I know I've done it myself on several occasions, and it's really, really good fun.
Yeah, and it's blades.com if you want to find out more.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you can put in The Blades team into a search engine. It will generally bring it up. But theblades.com for all of the details. Navigate your way through the page, click on an unforgettable experience day, and you can bring yourself, your family, your friends, your corporate partners or business mates, come over to our base at Sywell Aerodrome in Northamptonshire and fly with them. I know the pilots absolutely love putting on a show for you. There's loads of corporate hospitality, and it's a brilliant day out.
Can we talk a bit about you now?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So watching your TV programmes, you've had a few series on Channel 4, you know no fear. The places that you've landed a plane, oh my word, just talk us through a couple of the scary ones, because you're kind of like landing vertically. Wow.
Well, yeah, I think it's probably harks back from my, it's not so much brave, I think it's just simple-mindedness. When I joined the Marines, they took out my brain and filled my head with concrete, so I don't get scared of much. But yeah, I've been really lucky with my series for Channel 4 of flying to the ends of the earth. I think some of the runways, airfields that stick out in my mind are Lukla in Nepal. So it's the famous one where there is only one approach and one departure runway or direction, because there's a mountain on the other side of it. And I remember vividly flying towards it, and we were going in the morning, and about 2 kilometers out, you have to commit to that landing because there isn't the ability to turn around or go around. And as the sun was coming up in the east, we were sort of bathed in this beautiful sunlight. And then as we flew towards the runway on our approach, all of a sudden the cockpit and cabin went dark as we lurked under the shadow of this mountain, and it was terrifying. Thankfully the pilot did a good job and we were all right. And then another place I suppose would be some of the runways, the unprepared runways in the islands of Vanuatu in the Pacific, or West Papua New Guinea up in the mountains and the jungles up there. Yeah, it's good.
Do you do this stuff because you're nuts or because you love a challenge?
No, I love scaring my mum. And my wife.
Now, you're a perfect example of somebody with a disability who can kind of overcome all that and say, "Hey, that's out the window. I'm going to do what I want to do."
Yeah, absolutely. I think I've been in a wheelchair for 12 years now, and I think that one of the most fundamental aspects of recovery for my disability, psychological recovery from my disability, because obviously, as you can imagine, it's a hell of a blow, is finding work. Because when we meet people for the first time and we strike up a conversation, the first question we come up with is, "So what do you do?" And if you don't have anything to do, then, I mean, really, everything, I just figured that if I could find a vocation or a career path, then everything else would fall into place. Financially, financially I'd be supported. Hopefully be able to have a family. I could get myself a house, and you know, everything sort of falls into place. And so I was thinking about what it was that I wanted to do, and flying was something that was a childhood dream of mine. And so I thought, let's just look into it. And I remembered my hero, Douglas Bader. You know, he was a legless ace back in the 1940s. So it stands to reason that in the 21st century, I might stand a half-decent chance of being able to fly now. And so I did various different search engine searches, and I came across Airability, who were then the British Disabled Flying Association. They offer opportunities in flight for people with disabilities. And I said to them about what I'd planned to do, and they were like, yeah, come on down, let's go flying. And really, that was the start of my flying career, and here we are today.
Two questions, and I know you probably get asked these all the time, but you're living and flying the dream now, aren't you, mate?
You got to do what you love, haven't you? And I love this. It's just great, you know. I'm really lucky that there's such a great variation in my sort of flying career. I get to fly and maintain and look after and operate my beautiful Piper Cub. I get to feature that in some of the films and documentary work that I do. On my weekends, I get to come and talk about my favourite display.
And you're so passionate about it.
Yeah, because I love it. Because this is what I do. This is my thing. And it's easy when you're working with such great people.
What advice would you give people in maybe your situation, a similar situation? What do you say to people? Because they would like to be doing what you do.
I think, well, you can't have my job, so don't even think about it. But I think you just got to get out there. Put yourself out there. I think I hear from a lot of people with disabilities or people who are perhaps lacking confidence to put themselves forward is that you'll often find an easy way of looking for excuses, looking for an excuse to get out of it. And I just think that if you want something, you've got to go and just pursue it. I mean, you're the only person that's going to make it happen. Put yourself out there. All you can do is ask. But if you don't ask, you're not going to get anywhere, you know. And one of the biggest things that I've found, and I've been very lucky in my life, and I've made lots of opportunities work well for me, but if you ask, 9 times out of 10, you'll get a yes. Or 9 times out of 10, if you do something to the best of your abilities, you'll succeed. The one time in 10 that you don't succeed, or it doesn't go right, or it doesn't materialize into anything, it doesn't matter. Because as long as you did it your best, there's nothing more that you could have done, so it was beyond your power. So give it your best and go searching for opportunities, and don't look for excuses to see yourself out of it.
And please tell me you've got some more TV coming up soon for us, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've got a live broadcast for BBC4 this coming week, which is Plane Spotting Live with Peter Snow, Andy Peters, Zoe Lochling and myself. And from 8 p.m. on BBC4, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. And it will, as the name suggests, just be Plane Spotting Mania. We're going to be looking for all sorts of different types of aeroplanes, and it'll be real, real geek fest.
Love it. Hey, listen, thank you so much for talking to us. It's been great chatting with you, and thanks for joining us.
No, absolutely my pleasure. Cheers.
There he goes. That's Arthur Williams. And this is Chris Sturgis on 87.7 FM Air Tattoo Live.